Good day and welcome to the Westmont College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westmont.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gale Beebe. Please go ahead.
Mel, thank you. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. I'm here in the office with my executive team, and it's been a quiet day on campus, but a very busy day online. Throughout the day, we have been talking about just the various needs and responsibilities that we have and want to go through some of those and then, of course, take several questions that have come in. Two passages of scripture that really inspire me throughout my life and certainly during this time include Philippians 1:6, "He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion," and Psalm 121, 1 and 2, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth." And living and working in such a beautiful place, I always think of that passage of scripture and I'm grateful for the way in which every part of our life is part of God's preparation for life. And certainly, this is a time of great testing for all of us and also a real reproving of our faith. Academically, the transition to online learning has gone remarkably well. Certainly, there's always challenges that you face, but by and large, the Zoom technology is really working. The faculty are really working hard to convert their lectures and their labs into formats that are digestible online. I do want to encourage you to continue to reach out to your professors. If you're a student who's listening and feels in any way challenged or inhibited by the new format, please reach out to your professors. And also reach out to the support services that are a part of your life when you're on campus. Those individuals are also standing by and very ready and willing to help. Over the weekend and yesterday morning, the Faculty Senate worked to try and create a extension on the pass no credit qualification for classes. And they have approved that you'll have up till April 20th to declare whether you want to take a class for a grade or a class for pass no credit. We do want to advise you that you really need to be in conversation with your professor, particularly if you're on track to get an A, to really try to take the letter grade. But also some future employers or graduate programs will actually want you to have grades on your transcript rather than a pass no credit. So just be sure you talk to your professors and then also talk to your academic advisor if you decide to go that route. The online forms will be available the first of next week, and so you can just begin to look for those if that's of interest to you. Summer research. Several of you have asked, is summer research going to happen in the various forms that you enjoy? We are going to try to do it. We don't yet know when we'll be able to start. Even if we're able to repopulate in the summer, but it's a delayed repopulation, we're going to try and do something in a modified format. Again, it's too early to tell, but our full intention is to provide the summer research opportunities that are just a key cornerstone of some of our great programs. So continue to pray for us. Continue to pray for the being able to really get ahead of this virus. And the sooner that we have a treatment and can with confidence know that if you get sick, you'll be able to recover, that will influence all kinds of legislation and decisions that are being made by our government officials. We've also invited students that have confirmed and are planning to attend Westmont this fall. And a question that just come up about, will you receive a AP credit under the abbreviated format? And our Provost Mark Sargent has indicated that anyone who gets a 4 or 5 on an AP test, regardless of the format of the test, will receive AP credit at Westmont. So for those of you who are looking to take the modified AP exams, you can do that with confidence that we'll honor those scores. Now, the seniors and the parents, several of you have asked about commencement. We haven't made any final decisions other than we know that our governor has imposed the order that we can't be in groups of 10 or more until after May 9th. That takes us a week past our scheduled commencement date. And as I indicated last week, we are planning to postpone commencement. As soon as we know we can repopulate campus, we'll schedule commencement. It's very possible it'll be late summer. It's even more likely that we'll combine it with homecoming, October 16 and 17. Now, just today we were noting that that week of the academic calendar for the fall is also actually the same week as Fall 4 Day. And so several aspects of commencement, baccalaureate, and events that you're missing, including things like spring sing, we're going to look at what we can do in modified ways to group them together, give you abbreviated experiences, but still try to supercharge the experience so that you have the commencement and the kind of closure that is a hallmark of a Westmont education. More than anything, I think we all want to hear the bagpipes play, and we want to process in and be able to award you your diplomas on the baseball field. If you've been following the college on Instagram, you may have noticed that there's over 2,500 posts on the Instagram post that Brad has created showing flashbacks to a variety of spring sing years and a variety of spring sing skits. And that has become one of the most popular sites that people are following. So if you haven't checked into that yet, that's going to continue. And I just appreciate so much Brad and Irene and their team that are doing that. May term, several of you have inquired about May term. As I mentioned last week, we are definitely planning to do it. We don't know yet what format, and it could be all online. It could start online and migrate to face-to-face. And again, we're kind of looking to April 13th as a due date as to when we'll make some of these final decisions. But we would definitely encourage you to plan on May term, particularly if taking May term would help you stay on track to graduate. Student life area, we continue to be thankful that there are no COVID-19 cases on campus, and that's just been we're very thankful for that because it's allowed us not to have to worry about the kind of deep cleaning that you do once you get a case. The Sodexo continues to provide food service for the students who are here. Students who are either in one of the categories of essential service or an international student who had no easy way to get home and, in fact, couldn't get out of the country or get back into their country if they were to try now. We are doing our best to follow the governor's shelter-in-place order. So only essential personnel are coming to and from campus. Periodically, we have had people show up. If you show up, please contact the office that you're trying to reach so that we can manage that contact. We're trying to follow all of the directives, the 6-foot social distancing, trying to really handle everything we can, either online or over the phone. We definitely, if you end up at campus, we want to help you and want to know. We are encouraging students to use telehealth and to just avail yourself of that as it is available to you. Seniors, Paul Bradford and his team are really encouraging you to reach out to them. They've heard from some of you, but they'd love to hear from all of you. The Career Development Calling Office is utilizing all of their online resources to connect you with internships and employment opportunities. So be sure to avail yourself of that opportunity. And then many of you are already following the Instagram chapels. Edie has reported that we've had anywhere from 200 to 500 people participating in those. They're Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10:30 to 10:50. And I also want to encourage you to send in your prayer requests and just be mindful of, you can send them to the campus pastor's office or you can just send them to the general email at prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at westmont.edu. And a group of us will be praying through those requests. Exciting development that I really hope you'll enjoy is Steve Bell, who's a Canadian songwriter and singer, just an incredible musician, has done a variety of concerts and President Weekend events for the college. He has agreed to do a concert for the college on April 2nd at 12:15, and so it's kind of being billed as lunch and concert with Steve Bell. He is just a delightful personality. He's actually going to bring a message of encouragement to us just briefly and then provide some wonderful music for a half hour, which I just love his work. I have rarely seen a person that had both the gifts in music and the gifts in songwriting that he combines, and I just am always really blessed by his work and just love and appreciate him. So I hope you can do that. Many of you are asking how you can help. And one parent asked about praying, another asked about can they give. And both praying and giving are obviously things that we need. We're not yet prepared to roll out what the real needs of the college will be. We'll continue to work on that. Right now, our whole goal and objective has been to get all the students settled, keep them in the learning environment, and do all we can to stay on track to finish the semester successfully. We've already made it 1 week. We have 6 weeks to go, including this one. And so I'm just praying that God will protect us, God will give us strength, and that we can get to the end of the semester and really look at this as a growth event, growth experience, and not something that just totally sidelined the college or any of our students. The technology that's powering our transition to online is just running beautifully. And if you have any problems, be sure to reach out immediately to Reed and his team. Doug Conrad is running point on some of this. Others are really serving beautifully in this capacity. But it's really remarkable that we could pivot this quickly and relatively seamlessly into this environment. And even if you've felt some personal frustrations yourself, I hope overall that the experience has been a good one. Now, in an interesting report from our head of campus safety, William Boyd, he reports that incidents on campus have plummeted. Now, that's supposed to be a lighthearted moment. We would hope that with as few students as we have on campus that they have plummeted, but it was a fun little anecdote from today. We are staffing, and the staff, essential personnel are here. Staff that can be at home are working remotely. So even though the staff on campus looks like a skeleton crew, you still have all of the support resources. And so just because people aren't here, please continue to reach out to them online. Everybody's working. Now, we've had several questions come in, and I guess before I shift to those, let me say a couple of other things. We are planning to do this call every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time until it becomes obvious that we don't need to do it. The number that you called tonight, 323-794-2558, and the passcode, 438-235, that'll be the number that we use each week. We'll post it each week, but if you just want to write that down or input it into your cell phone, this is the number and code we'll use. Tonight's call, like every call, is being recorded and will be posted to our website for ongoing access. The website is updated daily, 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. Now, some of you have sent me notes of appreciation today that I've really enjoyed. And part of being in the community, Cottage Hospital is just an incredible asset. They put out a request to all parties, organizations, companies, et cetera, in the community, asking if anybody had spare N95 masks, could they donate them to the college? Doug Jones, our Chief Financial Officer, received the request and brought the request to us. And because of our emergency preparedness for fires and mudslides, we actually do have a surplus. And so we've been able to donate a little over 1,000 N95 masks to Cottage Hospital, which is, we just believe, is part of being a good neighbor and really living into our faith and doing what we can. Of course, we did it anticipating that stockpiles will eventually be available to replenish, but we really want to do everything we can to help the people working on the front line stay as safe as possible. Finally, before I turn to questions, we want to capture as many of your stories as possible. And if you would begin to just write reflections, incidents that happened, things that went well, things that went poorly, life lessons that you've learned, we would like to begin to collect those. And we realize that this will ebb and flow. It'll probably ebb and flow based on how hard your work week is going in terms of your studies. But we really would like to see these reflections as we walk through them and hope that we can do that with you. Now, let me turn to the questions that have already come in. And if you have additional questions, is it questions@westmont.edu? Questions@westmont.edu is the destination email. So if you have additional questions, let me get underway. I have 20 that have come in, and I'm just going to consolidate them. Four of them, in one way or another, deal with refunds for room and board costs. As I mentioned last week, we just are not going to calculate room and board costs until at least April 13th. Part of the reason for that is we don't know what the federal government is going to be able to do. We're waiting to see what the bill that is being wrestled over in the Senate provides. We're also waiting to hear from some of our main providers, particularly Sodexo, what they'll be able to do. And this will help us as we come to a calculation on how best to do the rebate and how to make it as fair as possible. The second question in some way deals with parking permits and student activities fees. Those will be decided sometime after April 13th. Those are of less importance or less amount compared to the room and board costs, and so we're going to be dealing with the room and board costs first. May term, what's the anticipated plan? As I mentioned, we fully intend to have it. We want to make it available to you. And if we need to start online, we will. If we know by April 13th whether or not we'll be able to repopulate, we'll most likely be able to begin repopulating the weekend of May 9 and 10. So we may have to start the first week online and then have you come back to campus. Or the entire May term may be conducted online, but that's still to be determined, and Mark Sargent and his team, along with the faculty, are working on that. International students, how long can they stay on campus? If there's if any international students are facing hardship, we are totally going to work with you, and just help us get ahead of this so we don't come to any visa problems or any F-1 visa challenges. We anticipate the government working with us. So many of the countries from which our students come are not allowing flights in and out of the country right now, and so it's something where we will be sure that you're cared for. In addition to the resources that we have at the college, we have a vast church network that provides nearly 800 beds in emergencies, and we will want to be in conversation with our church network as well as our resources on campus. But please work with us, please work ahead of this, and let Edie and her team know so that we can really go to work on this for you. What can parents do to support online learning? What a great question. And so today, during our executive team meeting, we had a chance to discuss that. And here are just about 8 different ways you as parents can support your son or daughter as they do online learning. First, try to get them into a disciplined schedule. It just helps if they have predictability, impose predictability on yourself and on your son or daughter. Secondly, help them find a quiet space. In fact, try and create a quiet space that they can go to every day for their learning. Three, try and be a conversational partner with them in the class. Often they benefit from being able to process the work when they return to their residence life, living areas, and they're missing that. Certainly they're connected through social media, but also play a role as a conversational partner in their learning. Fourth, show real interest in their courses. Find out what courses they're taking. I've actually received several emails from you as parents telling me how much you've enjoyed hearing the interaction of the faculty with your students, something that you never have a privilege of seeing or hearing, and I've really enjoyed hearing that myself. Five, recognize the professors are standing by to help and really encourage your son or daughter to reach out to them. We have the most amazing faculty, and you already know that, but this is just another side of the faculty that you'll get to see and experience, and I just so encourage you in this way. As I mentioned last week on the call, it was so fun this last homecoming to welcome back the class of 2009 that were seniors when we had two fires come to campus. First the Tea Fire, and then the last week as we were preparing, doing finals and preparing for graduation, the Hayseceda Fire came right up to the burn line that had come onto campus. Well, during that time, the faculty were so present to that class that many of them have formed deep and continuing bonds, and that's what you see happen during a crisis. You just see unusual relationships develop and really take advantage of those. And then Sandra Edgar is going to be doing a webinar, or the equivalent of a webinar, teaching us online learning tips. And we'd encourage you, these will be for your students, your son or daughter, but really encourage you to watch this online learning webinar for yourself. And then finally, when they're getting ready to take tests, really help them prep for tests. And this is our son Rick is a junior. It's just been a blast to have him home. I realize he lives maybe 200 yards from his bedroom at home, but we rarely see him during the semester. It's just been fun to have him home, to watch him do his four classes. He's doing all four of his classes online, to get to ask him about him at lunch and dinner, and to just really feel a part of this semester in a new way, and we just really encourage you to do that. Some other questions about summer research, I think we've largely covered those. Well, the Westmont and San Francisco summer internship program be canceled? Absolutely not. It's still to be determined when it'll be able to start. Even if we can't do the whole thing, anything that we do regularly, we're going to try and do in a modified form if it ends up being impacted. So we'll try and have a decision by April 13th. We don't have a full decision at this time. But know that we really want these programs to work. We have 29 students signed up for the summer internship program in San Francisco, and we'd just love to be able to do that. But obviously the impacts are way beyond our control, and this will be predicated on where the virus is and its cycle and what the governor's allowing. The housing for next year, it's all housing questions are in pause mode. So you can reach out to your RD. Some questions about will you be able to live in the same res hall, or when will decisions be made about other housing opportunities? Those have all been deferred, and so that's yet to be determined. When can students retrieve their belongings? The governor has given us a stay-at-home order. We're really encouraging everybody to abide by it periodically. We're sure just kind of accidentally a student will come to campus. If they do, please let us know. We'll work with you if you show up. But more than anything, we really hope that you'll obey and follow the governor's directives. This is the way in which we all keep safe. And I think we just continue to be struck by, until we get ahead of this and come up with a treatment, the transmission is just so contagious that we really don't know who's carrying it. And we want to be mindful of that until we gain more knowledge. And then what about cars left on campus? We're totally going to work with you. Stay in contact with us. Don't assume that, you know, we're just going to be passive about it, but we totally want to help in these situations. Nothing's going to happen to them in the short term. As we get closer to the normal semester end, May 1, we will want to get those moved. But again, we've got to wait and see what develops in terms of the progression of the virus and also the directives from the state government. Some questions about Parents Weekend and then Spring Sing. And again, what I said at the start is about Spring Sing. We don't know how we'll do it, but every one of us loves Spring Sing, and we're going to figure out a way to do something that replicates that. We just, it's on our radar. We'll work with you. Obviously, this is run by Student Life, and Brad plays a key role in it as well. And we've got to figure out how best to pull that off and what time. But the whole year is going to be an unusual year. We intend to totally honor the class of 2020. And part of that honoring will be doing a modified Spring Sing so that we can have the full experience. Okay, those are the questions that have come so far. Are there others that have come in? What if students get sick and have to miss class? Please communicate fully with us. Obviously, if you come down with COVID-19, you're going to be sick, and we want to work with you. This happens periodically during a semester where a student will get prolonged illness, and we always have strategies to work out when a person has a prolonged illness and misses class. So let us know. You've got to stay in communication with us. We can't guess at that. Shouldn't commencement be a separate ceremony to truly honor the occasion? The idea would be if we do it in October, we would do it as if it were May. We would do baccalaureate on Friday night. We would do commencement on Saturday morning. We would have the processional. We would be on the baseball field. We would do it as if it were a May weekend. And again, this is preliminary. This is, we don't even know when we'll be allowed to repopulate the campus, but those are the preliminary ideas that we have in mind in terms of we want people to have enough time to come to campus. We want people to have enough time to really be together and celebrate. We realize it's just been disruptive. And as majestic as our commencements are, we want to recapture as much of that as possible. What classes qualify for the pass no credit option? GEs, question mark. Can we get a list of them? Mark, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, all the classes will qualify for it, whether you're a first-year student all the way up to a senior. And it is available for all courses. Again, the president did give some good counsel that there will be some specific courses where you need to get some advice from your faculty advisor, as well as the records office, the registrar's office, about what is advisable. But right now, we're giving pretty wide eligibility.
Okay, thank you. Europe semester, Ken Kilstrom's, and it's too early to tell. Again, we're hoping that this will go. This is just one of students' all-time favorites. It's a legendary travel semester. At various times in my 13 years here, I've had students that had signed up for Europe semester and found out that their parents had also were alums and had really started dating when they were on Europe semester. And so it has a multi-generational impact. And again, it's just we're still planning to do it. It's too early to know in what format we'll be able to do it. Again, it's not just that our country will have to open up, Europe will have to open up. And so pray, follow the news. And again, if we're able to get a treatment pulled together that lets people know that if they get sick, that they can be treated and recovered, I think that'll give us some confidence. And if we have any optimism that a vaccine is being developed, it's going to come to market, that will give us a great deal of confidence. So just too early to tell. Okay, that's all the questions that we've received. Before we sign off, I'd like to say a word of prayer, and then please continue to pray for the college. Send any questions that you have, and after I pray and sign off, we'll plan to be with you next Tuesday at 6. Please join me for prayer. Gracious Lord and God, we give you thanks for the work of Westmont, for the many pieces that make up this great institution. We're especially thankful for the families who are on the line tonight, both the parents and the students. Guide them, strengthen them, give them confidence in you in the face of just some really challenging circumstances. I pray that all of us would continue to work together for the greater good. Thank you for the time we've had together now. Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much, and God be with you.